In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, President and CEO Dan Hallstrom discusses the nomination of new chief agriculture negotiator in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative and the importance of getting this agency to full strength.
President Biden nominating Elaine Trevino to be the new USTR chief ag negotiator is significant on quite a few fronts. Number one is that's a key position to get some of these policy issues across the finish line. And the other exciting thing is Elaine comes very, very highly qualified, currently serving as president of the Almond Alliance of California, also serves on USDA's APAC committee. So she brings a wealth of knowledge and background to a very important job. The U.S. Trade Representative Office is a very key partner in global trade for all of agriculture. There's other nominees that are in the queue as well for Deputy USTR, Sarah Bianchi and Jamie White, who were recently approved by the committee and now are awaiting a vote in the Senate. This is exciting because that combined with the announcement on the Chief Ag Negotiator, getting USTR up to full strength is really key in continuing this dialogue with many of these key trading partners. There are some key issues that need addressing in our world, none bigger than the Japan beef safeguard. We saw March and April of this year where we knew the safeguard would be triggered. So getting that baseline volume level raised a bit so we're not triggering in the future is, of course, one key priority. Also, the whole phase one agreement with China. I think we would all agree that this China situation on both beef and pork has been a success the last 2 years. But what comes next? What comes after the phase one agreement? And of course, all the rhetoric around the EU Farm to Fork initiative. These are all major issues in our world, our pork and beef and lamb export world that USTR will be right smack dab in the middle of.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.